What's going on, Bud Mashes? I'm Mr. Gamer.
And I'm Kitty Duvall.
And welcome to episode 27 of SBR Reports, Nintendo's flimsy idea to switch things up.
You did it, and now I'm happy. And also angry with you.
Oh, there's nothing to be angry about. We've been doing this 27 weeks now. Are you surprised?
Has it been 27 weeks?
This is the 27th episode. We've been doing this for 27 weeks.
Anyway, so to start us off, we're going to meet Marvel's newest female superhero, who's a K-pop star!
Because you're definitely not addicted to K-pop.
You know what? I feel like you're yucking my yum and judging me.
Am I judging you or am I stating truth? Which one is it?
You're being judgy while stating the truth.
Or I could just be stating the truth. But let you continue.
So, in their mobile game Future Fight with Marvel Games and Netmarbles, they are releasing a new character named Luna Snow, whose real name is Soul. I'm going to butcher this so bad. Soul He? Hi? I can't. So essentially, it's just a new cute character. Her power is with ice, it seems. But she looks freaking adorable. They even went so far as to, like, really put in her little trailer video, her just dancing and being all K-pop-y and edgy, because some K-pop stars are very edgy and just, I love it. I love it. I love her so much. And I will stand for her. Like, she has a fan because she's adorable. And they better not mess her up.
Well, alrighty then. Oh, you know what? I think we've actually kind of started in the incorrect order. We're going to be doing things a little bit different here on the podcast. We're going to try to give you proper segments, you know, because, you know, we have to treat this like it's TV or else people won't really listen, because that's what YouTube wants. Fuck YouTube. Anyway.
That wasn't directed.
Nope, not one bit.
And your mother is still listening. Ah, that's never getting old.
Okay, so what we're going to do is, Miss Duvall is going to have her
very geeking out about cute things, because at this point, if you guys don't realize I like cute things, I don't know where you've been.
Okay, I don't know if we're going to have to try to shorten that or make an acronym for that one. And I will be giving you an indie title that you need to look out for. And this week's indie title is Vulpine from Clockwork Giant Games. It's the... So, the game, when you first go to the page's Kickstarter, which is on the website. Go to the website, please. Because I fixed the comments! It states exactly what you can be. You are a Vulpine, a fox. Be a fox with a sword. And go fight heavily polygoned beasts. Now, first looking at it, I see as of recording this, they are $10,294 into their $22,000 goal, 33 days to back this project. I am hopeful for this project. I am a little bit questioning one of their stretch goals, which is to have the game come up to PS4 and Xbox One. Note that order, PS4 first. Over the Xbox One, Sony ponies over the X-boners, just saying.
But this isn't a console war, because...
No, we wouldn't do that. Okay, I'm not gonna lie, I would totally
Kitty
do that.
Kitty Duvall wouldn't do that.
But, going to the game, I actually like the game itself. From the few GIFs that they show on the website, it does seem to show a certain level of... Honestly, I look at it and I really just think of Okami. That's kind of what I first think of. Obviously, Amaterasu had the celestial weapon on her back, and this person, this wolf or bear or...
The fox!
Yes, you can have it in your mouth and you're fighting all of these different sort of beasts. They say that you have different biomes, which just basically means you're going to have the snow level, you're going to have the forest level, you're going to have the sandy desert level. Come on, you know, we've kind of been through this before. Now, an interesting thing that they say that you can do in the game is, so you essentially, you fight items, you loot, they drop loot or whatever, and then you can sell that or use that to essentially increase your increase your either stamina, make your weapon stronger, make new weapons, etc. You can either play this with friends or solo. What I'm not seeing is necessarily like a goal. Like, what are you doing? Are you part of a collective of monsters, like a clan or something, and you're trying to defeat them? Is this like Shadow of Colossus, and you're just literally just going about just fighting them because they're big and they're...
What if this is literally what the animals do while they wait for the main pro tag of some random adventure story to come through? Like, honestly, I mean, that would be really cute. Like,
I suppose it would be a little bit more. I suppose I'm hopeful for this one. It looks decent.
Legit want to be a bear chucking a spear. That sounds amazing.
Now, I don't think the bear actually has a spear.
That looks like a spear or a lance in his mouth.
Yeah, okay, so something.
And they said you can make you can have different types of weapons, so I want to be a bear chucking spears.
Okay. All right. Well, I hope you can bear to wait. Yep, I really do hope you're not surprised. And I think that this next story will hopefully hold up, because Nintendo, and I apologize if all these podcasts have just kind of been like, you know, what's Nintendo been up to recently?
Well, Nintendo's really trying to be relevant, so...
Now, if they're trying to be relevant, I don't know if this is a step in the right direction.
I mean, stay relevant. That's what I meant. I misspoke.
Alright, so Nintendo has released something called the Nintendo Labo. Ha ha ha, see what they did? I didn't make that pun, they did. Okay, you can't get mad at me for that. But essentially, the Nintendo Labo is essentially certain cardboard cutouts that they show you how to assemble, that then you put your Switch device, where you have the main device and then the two Joy-Cons in, and you do things like you can fish, you can be a robot, you can...
It looks like Google's cardboard VR thing.
Except better, I would say, because you can actually do a whole lot more with it. You can play piano, you can I feel like this is going to be really good for engineers. I feel like this is going to help kids develop things in the STEM world. I would say that. But as far as like actual like video games, it looks way too flimsy for the fact that I have a $300 appliance. Just in some cardboard.
So, yeah, but you also have to remember this one's not for us adults.
Okay, I would disagree.
Okay, let me finish.
Okay.
Nintendo is still very family oriented.
Children oriented, let's be more real.
Yeah, they're children oriented. And this honestly is a really cool, let kids get into science and explore their imaginations and creativity type of thing that includes technology and, well, not technology.
I will say, it does look cool. It really, really does. Because here's the thing. They're... Right now, and correct me if I'm wrong, and I do want to note something. It does happen to come out on my birthday, so if you guys want to get me that for my birthday. I'm kidding, no, it's not. My birthday is not my birthday is not 420.
No, your birthday is 120. I hate you.
Oh, you love me.
So, anyway.
So they have a variety kit. They have a robot kit. So, essentially, you have your Switch. You put together your cardboard cutout pieces. And you are doing whatever it is that you have in the game. Now, unfortunately, though, I will say a drawback from this is the price tag. Because that's still $60 for... and I'm just talking about the game.
60, yeah. But, see, the thing is, I can't really find an issue with that price market. Because have you bought Legos?
No, actually, I haven't.
Okay, so, since my day job involves lots of retail...
Mm-hmm.
Kids go crazy even for the knockoff Lego stuff. Like, those things, a whole Lego thing could be like $80, $80 to $100. And kids are going to eat that up, and parents are going to buy it for them. Like, things that are geared toward children are expensive. Why? I don't know.
Why? Well, because people will buy it. And I can see that argument. I would love to...
tell you what,
perhaps get, like, the robot kit. I don't see myself doing that.
Oh my goodness, now we have to do it.
Now
we're doing it. We're gonna put you in the robot kit. I will buy it. Like, look at me. Look at me.
Yeah, I see you.
I'm the captain now.
I knew you were gonna do that. I knew it. I called that. But no, like, okay, there are just so many memes on this podcast, Sweet Celestia.
I mean, it does come out on 420, though. Like, if y'all kids know what I mean. Don't do drugs. In states that are still illegal to do that type of drug. Don't do drugs.
But
go to Colorado.
I think that this is an ingenious idea. Just like when the Switch came out, people were, you know, poo-pooing it, saying that it's going to be crap, and it obviously was not. I feel as if perhaps I'm doing the same thing with this one, because though it may not be necessarily for me, I can see the real strong appeal. Like, let this be, like, here's what I imagine. Imagine some Chicago public school getting their hands on something like this.
Okay, let's not be too hasty now.
I am being hopeful, Miss Duvall.
Okay, we can say the library.
Okay, the library getting something like that. Like, to see how something like this can be put together, I mean, the game shows you a video about how to put everything together. Obviously, can't get it wet. Though, if it does get wet, I imagine that hopefully it's not going to be too difficult to replace. Because, I mean, if any of those cardboard pieces stop working, I imagine the whole thing is just kind of useless.
I mean, kids are, they literally get to draw and color on this and use. I'm excited about it because it allows kids to use their creativity and be creative and have fun while also using technology. What's, you know, in this day and age, we need to push towards because, well... questionable adult items now exist.
Yeah. And it would
with AI. That's the part that scares me. It has AI.
And I will say it does really utilize the technology of the Joy-Cons. Playing with them way back when at that Nintendo Switch event, feeling marbles in my hand.
The kids there were having a lot of fun.
Like I think this may have some potential. I know that there are some people like, why would I pay this much money for, you know, cardboard, da 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 da. Well, I mean, people can also say, why would you pay, you know, $200 to $300 for a watch? Like,
ooh, that shade. Ooh, it just got dark in here.
I'm gonna be hopeful for this one. Maybe.
Or drop a grand on some shoes and some matching pants.
Or something like that. Ooh. But I want Nintendo Labo to do very well.
You know, I at least want them to do what they set out to do and be there for the kids. Because honestly, the people I see complaining about it are the same people who don't really have kids.
Or wouldn't even be picking it up in the first place.
Precisely. So, like, I really feel like this is something I really want to see. I can't talk.
You want to see this do well.
I want to see them do well in the demographic they are aiming towards.
All right, then. All right, so... 420, we'll see if I'll be picking up a robot kit.
No, you are.
Repeating previous statements. So, 420, we'll see if I'll be picking up a robot kit.
I'm picking it up for you.
And with that being said, this is Mr. Gamer.
And this is Kitty Duvall.
Signing off.